Hello, this is Local Matters Sports. I'm your host, Michael Bowen, filling in for Sam Brooks today. And in the studio today, we have a very special guest, Wes Shanks, head baseball coach for the state champion Upperman Bees. Wes, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
How does that feel to hear that said, state champion Upperman Bees?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot. It's exciting. It doesn't get old just yet. You know, we wake up and it's just, there's not a time where we won't be a state champion. And a lot of people have reminded me of that. And it's glorifying a little bit because there's been a lot of hard work put in the last couple seasons and leading up to this. And a lot of people are proud. A lot of people are still happy about it. And we just couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, that's it's really exciting. A lot of momentum around here around that. And you know, we're going to deep dive into this team and this season. But let's start with introducing you to everyone that may not know you really well out here on the radio. So let's start out. Talk about your immediate family, your wife and kids.
Yeah, so I met my wife, Alex Mulliken, at the University of Tennessee. We met up there, got married, got two kids, Cameron Shanks and Tanner, both play sports. It's been fun to be a baseball coach now with them around the ballpark with us. My wife does a tremendous job of helping our team, but also running our family when it's baseball season. And that's something, too. You know, I grew up as a baseball kid with dad being the coach, principal, administration, mom being a teacher. With my two sisters, Tiffany and Andrea, we were always at the ball field, ballpark, ball gym, whatever it was, we were there. And so kind of fell in line with what mom and dad did growing up for us. And that's difficult sometimes because it can be so time consuming. But before I was even a teacher coach, I was in the private sector for about 10 years as a surveyor, and then found an opportunity to get into teaching and coaching. And it just couldn't have been a better fit for Upperman High School. And that's where I played growing up. I graduated in 04, played for Jerry Watson, played for my basketball coaches, Bobby Williams. And so to be at my alma mater was just exciting. Now, I knew what challenges were ahead of me, but at the same time, it was a good challenge. You know, you want to be pushed. And but what happened right after that, which was unfortunate, was 2020, you know, the COVID year. That was very difficult because I was trying to get into my rhythm as a teacher, get into that rhythm as a coach. And it was just, it was a strain on everybody, even the kids that were a part of that. So it was, it's great to be here, you know, in Cookeville with my family and things rolling well, but there's been some struggles along the way.
Sure. Well, you definitely got great family support with Alex and your kids, but also your extended family, you know, your intermediate family growing up. So I want to touch on that a little bit because this is definitely a family affair as it relates to your kind of your coaching tree. I want to get into Wayne for sure, his coaching, you know, his playing and coaching. But before we do that, you know, try to make it through this. I want to definitely call out, you know, in the midst of a great year and a great season, you lost your mother this year.
Yes, that was very difficult. Of course, you knew Mom very well. It was a difficult time. We lost her in spring. But one thing that really sticks out to me this season, you know, a lot of people are going to say, hey, you're state champions. One thing that I'll never forget, we're at the funeral when Mom passed, and the entire baseball team, I might get choked up on this one because this moment's really stuck out. The entire baseball team showed up in our brand new jerseys, black pinstripes, coming through the church, and it just kind of hit me like, wow. You know, we've put a lot of time in as a baseball team, conditioning, drills, off season, preseason, and then there's all 21 guys showing up in their jersey, and it meant so much. And to me, that was the epitome of what this team was. We always, at the very end of practice, in the games, 1-2-3 family. You know, we are Upperman, and it stuck right there. It really meant that. That was special. And I really feel like our family together rallied around that. You know, it's been a very, you know, difficult time with Mom last several years, but it was a good story is she was kind of last year sitting behind home plate, and someone was, you know, telling me this story. She was trying to get my attention, and she couldn't yell loud enough to get at me. She was trying to tell me it was time to make a pitching change. and so that was pretty funny. Someone told me that. And that's just how Mom was. She was a ballpark mom. She, you know, cared for me when I was playing in the sand piles as a 6-7-year-old when Dad won the state titles at Murfreesboro 91-93. And it was just Tiffany was a little bat girl, Andrew running around. And that's what Mom did. So Mom did a tremendous amount. that allowed my dad to be successful. And I'm really seeing, you know, that to the T with how my wife helps me with my kids and our kids, and just is there for us.
Well, Kathy's just a wonderful person, huge influence on my life personally as a teacher and mentor. You know, want to take a few moments to honor her. You know, since this is a sports show, talk sports influence on our lives. You know, I remember when I was a student of Kathy's, and we would talk about life in class a lot, which she was not afraid to do. And that's one of the things I really respected about her. She talked about her time with your dad when he was playing at MTSU and supporting him through those times and being his partner, and how those were some of the great times for her. So, you know, sports is bigger than just sports sometimes. It's a big part of our lives, and you know, it's a great thing. So just want to take a few minutes to honor her here. So continuing on, here in the studio, we got Wes Shanks, head coach of the state champion Upperman Bees here. Let's talk about your father. Talk about Wayne. So he was the head coach of the two other Upperman High School state championship teams. Is that correct?
That's absolutely. So he's been there since 74. The biggest thing is coming up this season that he was reminding me to say, this upcoming year for the 2023 season is going to be Bees baseball 50th anniversary. He's been around for a lot of that. And that's exciting since he was started in 74, right after he was at MTSU. Kind of helped get the program kick-started a little bit. It's been fun to see where he's been, some of the names that he coached. And now, you know, as I'm getting done with my third year, we've got a lot of names that are very similar to what Dad coached. And so that was a lot of the expectations. The excitement was, we have a lot of parents on the team that played for my dad. Mm. And so there was some real excitement from the community when I was able to take this position, because, you know, hey, Wayne Shanks 2.0, right? And that was fun. That was exciting. You know, I've been around, I've got my name on a few things with basketball and some baseball at Upperman High School too, but I didn't have any state titles. You know, Dana McWilliams and Wayne Shanks, you got the state titles right there. So their names were at the top of the list. And so going through all that was really exciting. It was a challenge, to say the least, but it's one thing people ask me all the time, hey, you want to get your dad come help and, you know, come help back or with all this good stuff with practice. I'm like, you know, it's one of those things. He does help a little bit, and he gives me some tips as more of a father-son instead of a coach. And I've kind of used him as that, what I thought was a coach, but what I'm gaining is he's just being a father. And that means a whole lot more to me than anything else. And so those moments have really allowed me to grow, not just as a coach, but what you refer to with mom as not necessarily a life coach, but just a mentor. And sometimes baseball's, you know, it's bigger than about just baseball. Sure. And so those are the things that I'm taking from what my mom instilled in me, and definitely my dad with his coaching success and teaching success.
So you talked a little bit about your playing days. Touch on that a little bit. You played both baseball and basketball for Upperman. Is that correct?
Baseball, basketball. We did a little golf, a little football. So we were, at the time, Upperman was a small single A, moved into a double A school when I was there. And then we actually went to the state tournament in basketball. I had some really good runs at the baseball with Coach Jerry Watson. And it's been really fun just to see that there's actually been some more state tournament competition. I helped Coach Brian Johnson for 3 years as an assistant coach, and we made it to the state tournament one of those seasons with a standout Winston Cannon. A couple years after that, Joey Jones, another big Baxter name, the Jones brothers, they made it to the state tournament with standout Joe Jones. And, of course, Joe Jones has been up in the minor league affiliate systems recently. And then with Coach Johnson, they've had Will Mabry, who's had some big success at University of Tennessee.
Yep.
So there's been some leaps and strides that have come from Bees baseball, Upperman High School, from not just baseball, basketball, football, all sports. And that's just the growth of the community right now. So this year it was tough because this was our very first season in AAA. So mm-hmm. we've been either a single A or a double A, small school, I guess, if you want to call it criteria. Now we're a large school, and we've had some success with that.
So just staying with family just a little bit longer, I'd be remiss if I didn't call out, you got a brother-in-law who was a pretty good baseball player himself, graduated with me from Cookeville High School, Matt Davidson, married to your sister Tiffany. He's a pretty good ball player himself too at Abilene.
Absolutely. I can remember going down to the Parkview fields here locally, and he, you know, dating my sister, and I'm the little kid running around just kind of watching him, admiring the way he played baseball. And so he's got they got three kids, my two nephews, Easton and Graham, and Baylor Kate. And you know, Easton was born when I was in college, and that was awesome for me. You know, I no responsibilities other than the college, and I would come back and watch these t-ball games and absolutely loved it. And I still enjoy watching them play t-ball basketball. Now they're up in the junior high into middle school games, and it's, if there's any downtime in our family, we've got a game to go somewhere. So it's, we can go to a soccer match, football, baseball, basketball. It's just a family event, and that's what mom, dad has put into our entire family. Yeah. But I love them to death, and it's been fun.
I think at one point, I don't know if he still has it, but I think at one point Matt had the stolen base record at Abilene Christian University, if I'm not mistaken.
He's a standout yeah. athlete in Cookeville. Had some awards there. I think a Wall of Fame up there. So that. There's definitely some athletes in the family, and we've got some more coming up.
Yeah. And so, you know, just to really summarize that, you've spent your life around the game. Your family has, you know, been built a lot around baseball, and baseball around your family. And I mean, so you've been around the game your whole life, really.
Absolutely. You know, not just baseball, too. Yes, we've been around baseball. We've, you know, grown up doing the travel ball. We did league ball. But more so, education. And, you know, that's where we're at right now. My grandfather was superintendent for 12 years. Grandma's been in the CTE program at Cookeville High School for, you know, bookkeeper for, gosh, many years. Mom, 30-plus year science teacher. Dad was coach, teacher, principal, been in central office. And then now myself getting into the education business. You know, I kind of was in the private sector, but now kind of, you know, everybody's like, why'd you get back in teaching? I guess it's just a family business. That's all I can tell them. So it's just, I couldn't get away from it, but I'm excited I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Again, in the studio, we got Wes Shanks, head baseball coach at Upperman High School. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. This is Local Matters Sports. I'm your host, Michael Bowen, standing in for Sam Brooks this week. And in the studio, we have Wes Shanks, head baseball coach of the state champion Upperman Bees. So let's jump into this state run this year.
Well, we can look at our record right here. Or I'm looking at our schedule right now, try to get a little prepared for that. One thing that kind of stuck out as a young coach was scheduling. That's one. There's many facets to being a high school coach that I had to learn.
Yep.
You know, it's not just showing up, doing drills, doing practice. There's a lot of the financials. There's a lot of the scheduling. I mean, you name it. That's high school coaches. Definitely don't
got to be a little bit of everything. Really.
Oh my gosh!
And it's your third season, correct?
Correct. And I kind of count it, you know, two and a half, because my first season was 2020,
right?
The COVID year, we went 3-0.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that was it.
That
no
was
more
it.
Games. So we kind of call it our lost season. Last year had a decent season, 16-12. Ran into a tough Watertown team. Loved the seniors there that came through. That kind of got us going with some momentum there. And then this year that kind of set us up for the 2020 season. Heavy on the junior level, but it's one of those things. When the scheduling came out, I'm trying to make it difficult. You know, I knew we were coming into that AAA. Going into from AA to that AAA classification, and I knew we had some talent, but we had to be tested too. And, you know, what a coach does is try to prepare them for the postseason, right? And so that's kind of what we did was what I thought was going to be a very, very tough test. We opened up with Baylor School out of Chattanooga mm-hmm. for this season. That was one of those that we circled and went, okay, could go one of two ways here. We could get, you know, run ruled out of there because that team has had at the time 8 Division I commitments, mm-hmm. One of the top team in all classifications in the state. And I kind of felt, hey, we could compete with them as long as we could get the guys' mentality the same. We go in there, we're down 3-1, hit a 2-run home run in the top of the 7th to tie the ball game wow. at Chattanooga. And then they win it, unfortunately, in the bottom of the 7th. But the bus ride back from Chattanooga was a very confident bus ride. Yeah. Hey, we can play with these guys. And then the next week we go on into our tournament in East Tennessee. We go, I believe it's 3-0, 3-0 against a Knoxville Central 4A team, Kings Academy, top 10 team in Division II private school, and then Alcoa win on there with a top 10 AA school. That was just a, wow, guys, we have something here. Let's take this momentum and move forward with it. Now, coming back into our conference, which is a new conference, we've got 7 teams. But it was different from last year to this year, losing some smaller schools, gaining some larger schools. And so you still got the same rivalries, but we had some ups and downs. And I kind of sectioned our season into thirds. That first, you know, section with a lot of our district opponents, it went to we had some bad games. Not going to lie. As a coach, if you want to make me pull my hair out a time or two, is could not understand how we could play that bad after playing so good. But you have to learn to roll the punches. And the boys did just that. But we had some bad losses to put us in a tough spot district-wise. Then we come back into late March against a Livingston team that at the time was a top 10 in the state. And we win at their place 1-0. That and Eli Huddleston throws 6 innings. Caden Colson comes in and closes it in the 7th. And it was a 1-0 ball game that just – that was the moment that, okay, we need this. That was when we were going to go for the conference title. That was kind of our goal. We had set goals all season long, but that was the biggest challenge in our district at the time. And so once we accomplished that game, then we won the next game, that series. We just kept building momentum. We got down through the middle of the season. And I'm a coach that likes to move guys around. You know, I coach athletes. And mm-hmm. in high school level, they're not homed in at one skill position yet. And you got to give kids chances to earn that spot. And so early on in the year, we moved a bunch of guys around. Midway through the season, we found out exactly where we wanted to place these puzzle pieces with the coaching staff, with Derek King and David King, excuse me, and Derek Allen did a great job with us all year long. And we went on a 10-game win streak. Yeah. And we faced a couple tough opponents, a Watertown team that won the state title in AA. We beat them twice.
Yeah,
we'll go through here. We had a Gordesville team went to the state tournament. We beat them by 9 right there. So Friendship Christian, DeKalb County foe. So those were some tough games that we were on the good side of.
This is Local Matter Sports. I'm your host, Michael Bowen, here with Wes Shanks, head baseball coach of the state champion Upperman Bees. So staying along those lines, let's jump into this state tournament run. So take us through kind of that experience. You know, after the regular season, there obviously some tight games, some exciting games. Take us through that experience and that run.
So as I'll just kind of finish that up there. So as we follow up to our regular season, gosh, we got through a DeKalb County team that was our biggest foe. And we clinched the regular season title against them. Well, guess who do we see in the playoffs in the district tournament? We get to see them again. Mm. We got upset by them. We are one loss away from not even getting out of the district tournament. That game goes into the bottom of the 7th at Upperman High School, full crowd, which was amazing. All season long, we've had a good crowd. Postseason playoff time for Bees baseball was absolutely amazing. And we had Caden Shanks up to bat, Ty Stanton at second base. He gets a base knock, scores from second base, and we walk it off. Tremendous accomplishment for us. We get to move on. In the next game, we win the district title. So that was a huge momentum because our backs were against the wall.
Right.
We then face a elimination game against Page at home. biggest crowd I've seen at Upperman High School. We knocked them off and excited. We get to go. At this time, we travel to Tullahoma. And then guess what happens? We give up down to 8 runs in the 5th inning, get run ruled by a Tullahoma team that's going also to the state tournament. That was kind of a head-scratcher. Didn't know what happened. The guys said, we got to move on from this. We got beat. That's what happens in baseball. This team, which had 3 seniors, a lot of juniors on it, was mentally tough enough to go, okay, we got beat. Let's move on. What's the next game? Next game ahead, one game at a time. And so we now had to travel to a Lenoir City, and it was difficult because it was a 12 o'clock game before graduation, because you can imagine May Day graduation at Upperman High School. So we traveled. We left at 8 a.m., played at 12, came away with a great win. A freshman, Justin Fallon, hit a home run. Braden Williams came in to close the game. Caden Shank started the game. I mean, and once we clinched, I got a Gatorade bath. The guys gave that to us. It was an amazing time because we knew one of our accomplishments were to get to the state tournament. We were on our way.
Yeah, so before we get into the state tournament, sounds like you've touched on this a little bit. This team could handle adversity is what it sounds like to me.
And expectations. They could handle adversity and expectations. They knew once we got through that playoff run a little bit that going through that Lenoir City, we were confident enough that we knew we were better than most teams. It's just a matter of how many innings did it take us to show that. And so their mental capacity on how their strength was, I mean, kudos to my assistant coaches because we kept pushing them. You guys got this. Giving them the confidence. Sometimes you just give the guys the ball and let them be players. And that's what happened this year. They were just we gave them some of the the ideas, some of the drills and expectations. And they drove the bus for us.
So one more question here. You're about to enter the state tournament. Is a state championship in the back of your mind at this point?
After seeing how we got there, absolutely. I felt our guys had the confidence. The coaching staff had the confidence. There was no doubt. I said, guys, we have a chance at this. As long as we do our thing, our game, we're the team to beat. And it wasn't cocky. It was confident because, again, we played the last 10, 15 games with that mentality. We were ready to rock and roll.
All right. We're going to take a little break here. This is Local Matter Sports. We've got Wes Shanks in the house today, head baseball coach of the state champion Upperman Bees. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. This is Local Matter Sports. I'm your host, Michael Bowen. And in the studio today, we have Wes Shanks, head baseball coach of the state champion Upperman Bees. So when we left off, we were just getting into the state tournament. So, Wes, why don't you take us through that?
Gosh, it's exciting to go through that. I keep living that moment through my head, and it's so fun. I mean, we face a Mumford team, you know, game one, and we end up coming away with a win 5-1. After we had that win, gosh, there was a calm sense of urgency in our team. We knew we were the team to beat, and I kind of felt like, and I think the team, as far as the coaching staff, felt like we knew we were the team to beat. We face a South Gibson, probably one of the toughest opponents in the state tournament, and gosh, it was a difficult game right there. Braden Williams comes and throws a great game. Wyatt Curtis comes in with that. It's a tie ball game. I mean, we got punched in the mouth in that game. It was I think the third inning, they scored 4 runs, and all of a sudden it's 0-4. We've been down a lot all season long, but against a tough opponent, okay, here's that adversity we were talking about early in the season. Can we match them? Well, very next inning, we put up a 5 spot on them. So we matched them and couldn't be more excited for our kids. The confidence is there. The ball game ends up going into the 8th inning, and it was 5-5. They scratch, gets one more extra innings. Here we go. Comes up to bat, Caden Coulson. It's a line shot, dead center field. It was 360 dead center with a little notch out the batter's screen, batter's eye in the back, and it just clears it in the top of the 8th, solo shot. Wow. To put us up 1. And you want to talk about everybody jumping for joy because we thought it was going to be off the wall at first. That ball just kept going. He's put in some hard work all season long as at bats, and that's probably one of the biggest hit of Bees baseball at that point. We come in, close it out, win that ball game. Feel really good. Have to face them the next day. We had a rainout day. And had to face them again coming from the loser's bracket, and we had them. We knew we were a better opponent with them after facing one of their all-state pitchers. And then we get into the championship game, which that rain day actually played into our strategy because we threw our ace, last year's Mr. Baseball finalist, this year all-state for TBCA, Eli Huddleston, and did great, went 6 2/3. Now, a lot of people don't know, why did I pull him in that last inning? Well, we have a pitch count in TDLSAA. So I wanted to keep him available for Saturday, knowing that there was a rain chance coming up. Well, sure enough, we got rained out on that Thursday, which pushed the games back to Friday, which allowed that championship game on Saturday, my number one, my ace, to come in. And he always is going to give us a chance to win. And we come out, and gosh, we had bases loaded. Could not find a run in that game against Covington at Siegel High School. And it was just a boxing match, back and forth. But nobody could really put the runs up on the board. Then finally, in the sixth inning, guess who comes up? Eli Huddleston gets on base, an infield single. We get another guy on base, move him over to second, third. Caden Coulson already had a big hit, hits a line drive off the wall, scores two runs. And, you know, what I thought he had the home run that was probably the biggest hit of B's baseball, no doubt in my mind, he has hit the singular biggest baseball hit in Upper Bend B's program with a two-run double that's going to overall lead us to the state title or lead us to the state championship trophy there. Eli Huddleston comes in, I think strikes out four, but didn't give up any runs. Got bases loaded twice and had enough, momentum and mental capacity there just to grind out getting out of the innings, and that was pumped up. And so we get to, you know, pop fly to our center fielder, Justin Fallon, in the bottom of the seventh, and there go the gloves, there go the hats, there's the dog pile dead center, and it's just one of those moments that you always dream of with the kids. You know, you dream of at, when I was a kid, and to see it happening, I turn and look at the crowd. It's just everything. We were on cloud nine.
Yeah.
There it was.
Did you see your dad at that moment?
I didn't see him. I knew he was there. We talked a bunch, had all my best friends in there. We had a bunch of parents, supporters. It seemed like the entire community of Baxter was there.
Yeah.
It was a small stadium. They were lined up down both sides of the foul territories. And then we got to receive the trophy, got our three seniors up there. Couldn't be more excited for them. Caleb Rowden, Will Penland, Carter Shanks. And then all of a sudden we get to do our pictures. And then here comes the city of Baxter out onto the field. And we take pictures, it seemed like for an hour. But it was so much excitement that, hey, we did it again, because it's been since 91, 93. And so there's some great pictures out there. We had some guys from that 91, 93 team. Me and Dad took a picture together. And that's going to be one that sticks out for me. And it was really fun to see that moment. Then we got to take a bus ride back. I had the Putnam County Sheriff's, escort us back in.
Yeah.
And there's people waiting for us at the ball field. We get to have the trophy, you know, raise it again. It's something that definitely will we've gone down in history. And that's what I told the guys, too. You know, we went from a good team to a very good team to now we're the great team. Now you've put your mark on history in B's baseball.
This is Local Matter Sports. I'm your host, Michael Bowen, here with Wes Shanks, head coach of the state champion Upper Bend B's baseball. So you touched on them, but talk about your seniors a little bit who helped you out this year and been with you in this program through your journey. Talk about them a little bit.
Hey, these guys had to go through COVID. You know, they were sophomores my first year, go through COVID three. It's like we practiced all year long, put on the effort, and then the game and the season got canceled. So there was some mental drawbacks of that. Two of the three play football and have had some success at football. I feel like that carried over to baseball for us. So there's some confidence there. And so that, they just did a really good job of leading this junior and actually even freshman heavy team. So we had eight freshmen this year that all got a lot of playing time. And so you have to have those older guys that will steer them in the right direction and allow them to grow as teammates. And so we did that. There was, again, first part of the season, some ups and downs. But towards the end of the season, gosh, it was great. It was smooth. Everything was going perfect. Guys were cheering. We had the, what did they call it? We had some success with home runs, a lot of offensive power, and they got the dinger dunks. And so they had every time someone hit a home run, they'd come over on the sideline, take a basketball, slam dunk it, you know, like you would see in college baseball. So there was some excitement with that, and those seniors were definitely a part of it.
Yeah, and obviously very, very talented team. Got a lot of talent coming back next year. So as you talked about junior, sophomores, and freshmen, you want to touch on that a little?
Well, we got some accolades this year. You know, Eli Huddleston and Caden Shanks were both district co-MVPs in our 7 AAA this year. Both those two guys are TBCA, TAA, all-state team, and they did great. Both of them, one of them batting Eli 424, Caden Shanks 382, some huge at-bats. And we had some Tennessean accolades where Eli Huddleston was a first team all mid-state. Justin Fallon, a freshman, was a second team all mid-state. So right there, that just goes to show you we had some state talent caliber players on there, and then had seven guys on all district teams with Eli Huddleston, Justin Fallon, Caden Shanks, Carter Shanks, Caden Coulson, Caleb Rowden, Will Penland, and Braden Williams, you know, to name them. That's a solid team. And what most people were asking me, you know, were you really that good? Did you just get hot? No, we were that good. Most teams face three, sometimes four guys in the lineup that are, you know, you don't want to stay around or stay away from. We had seven. And so our level of competition was really good this year.
And with a talented team like this, you touched on it earlier, it sounds like you almost just had to keep guiding them in the correct direction, but they were going to take this thing where it needed to go.
And that's how high school baseball and high school sports needs to be. These kids have so much potential. You have to bring that potential up to the top. And sometimes it's difficult. I'm not going to lie. Dealing with 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds sometimes can make you want to, you know, yell really loud and pull your hair out. But it's fun because they're genuine. But you do have to, you know, steer them in the right direction and give them the opportunity to grow and the maturity. And this team, it took some time. You know, it took some off season, just like any other team. And it really got us there. And so the junior heavy, freshman heavy with some leadership there, gosh, it was talent helps as a coach. It really does help. But at the same time, it was a total team effort. Again, I couldn't say thank you enough to David King, our pitching coach, catching coach, and our outfielder coach, Derek Allen, to help him with myself. It was a really good time this year and total team effort.
Yeah. So, obviously, this has been an unbelievable experience, not just for the team, but for yourself, you know, early in your coaching career, getting this state championship. Obviously, no one gets anywhere by themselves. You know, are there some people that have helped you along the way from a mentorship standpoint? We've touched on your family, but you know, beyond that, other folks that you'd like to thank?
Not everybody's got a two-time state champion dad that's sitting there one phone call away. You know, there's been many nights where I'll call him on the way back from practice, or, you know, we'll just sit around the house there and just chat. It's baseball talk. And then once we move on from baseball talk, it may be teaching talk. You know, mm-hmm. He's just a mentor overall. But what I have found out is, whatever he's telling me, most of the time I've already thought about that because I grew up being coached by him. Mm-hmm. So whatever I've learned, he's already told me. So it's kind of funny to me, you know, he's like, oh, you ought to try this. I'm thinking, that already did because yeah. That's what you taught me to do to begin with. So it's kind of funny, you know, the way he's kind of helping me out. But then my wife, gosh, she's been tremendous help, you know, supportive with our family. She does so much for the program that a lot of people recognize with our social media. The parents love her to death. And gosh, with our two kids, you've got your two kids and know how busy life can be with sure. 7 and 9-year-olds. And she's helping us. Some other people that have been very supportive with my family because of the tough times we went through with mom this year. And, you know, then getting that position, Mr. Billy Stepp, our principal, so supportive all year long. I mean, we're losing him this year at Upperman High School to go to superintendent at Cumberland County, but to have somebody that you know is always in your corner, just amazing. And our athletic director, Ross Fanning, couldn't ask for a better group of admin to support. And they've been there before with Danny McWilliams, a couple of state championship runs. So they knew, too, what it was going to take as far as a teacher and admin role.
So last thing here, what will you take away from this season? This whole experience?
Gosh, there's so many things to take away from, and it's exciting. I want to take some time. You know, I know the boys do. People think, oh, let's get right back after it. No, let's soak this in. We've got to order some rings. They're coming. We hope the community is going to financially support us. So if you guys know somebody on the Bees baseball program, reach out to us because we're really excited to share and give back to these kids. But we're ready to get back to it as well next year just to because we're not done. We have talent, and we want to, you know, make Bees baseball proud and for our community support.
Well, Wes, I want to thank you for coming in today. Obviously, the whole community is super excited about this accomplishment and very proud. Proud of you, proud of the team. And we just want to thank you for coming in
today.
Thank you so much. And we'll get you back in here real soon.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Thank you.